It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and throughout America on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Yes, the Nielsen ratings, it sounds like a broken record, but it isn't. Because to come in the top 10 in New York AM radio is a very big deal. And that is because we have great guests week in and week out, and our listeners have come to expect it and demand it. By the way, I do appreciate it. I get stopped all the time the other day in the gas station. Hey, the Mind Your Business show. So thank you. Yeah, so the Nielsen ratings have us in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is a very big deal. Thank you, New York, for putting us there. And each and every week, we deliver incredible business content, and we cover such a wide range of topics, including sales, marketing and advertising, emerging technologies, B2C retail, strategic planning, hiring superstars, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. Tonight is a really, really cool edition. But before I get to the actual show, special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who assist to make this show so successful. In particular, a shout out to Srilly, thank you. Michal, give him a clap. There you go. That's like it. Thank you. It's really Michal, Betzalel, Bracha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, and so many others on the team who really put in time to make this show so successful. Special thank you to Darren and Peter out at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, thank you for the shout out before my show comes on. And they, of course, we're on all the popular podcasting channels. In particular, our videos go up on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. When you go to YouTube and when you click on subscribe, guess what? You are automatically notified when the video episodes go live. So that is a great idea. Well, tonight's show actually is going to share incredible snippets, micro learning from the channel that we have, Business Class. For those that receive it every day, we get great feedback all the time. We appreciate it. Thank you. For those that follow us on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, Business Class Clips. And that is every single day, a 1 minute post goes up, or less, sometimes 47 seconds, right? Under a minute, it goes up and it shares incredible business content on a wide range of business topics. Let's give a listen even right now.
The most basic way I can describe blockchain technology, and it's very crude, but it's the best way I can do it in a short period of time, is imagine we all have on our own personal computers a massive Excel spreadsheet. And that Excel spreadsheet is filled with every single transaction that has ever happened relating to Bitcoin, in every trade from every person who has ever traded Bitcoin in the history of Bitcoin from 2009. Everyone on this call has that Excel spreadsheet on their computer, and it's independent, right? So mine isn't connected to yours, but we all have it. Whenever anybody makes a trade, if I want to give Bitcoin to Mark, we all collectively look at our spreadsheets and we agree that I have that Bitcoin to give, and then Mark can receive that Bitcoin. And then we all agree, and then that transaction happens.
Chris DeMeo, a partner at Witham. That was about understanding blockchain technology. But now we're going to go to, let's have a tip on hiring great staff, right? That's important too. That belongs on the Mind Your Business show. And that appeared as a clip just recently on Business Class. Let's give a listen. Share a great tip. It could be related to what you do, maybe the importance of being in good fitness.
I really think that working out is key for every business owner. It is the best stress relief. I do it every single day, not for weight loss, just because it's like the best stress relief. And then you could deal with anything and everything, that and hiring good people.
Well, that was the tip, and also had to do with staying in good shape. Okay, and that was Nutrition by Tanya. Now let's give a listen to an expert that specializes in packaging needs, right? Many businesses, as they scale, they need to come up with funding, right? That's something that, right, anyone that's building a business at some point, right, they got to deal with some type of funding source. Let's listen to this clip.
Every good business owner should at least sit down by himself or with his accountant, actually look at their company, look at themselves,
real
accounting, and figure out where are they going? What are they trying to accomplish this year? Each individual business is unique. Two businesses that are in the same industry, it's worlds apart. It's almost like creating a custom-made suit. You got to take the measurements. One person may be top-heavy, one person may be bottom-heavy. Some people, not like myself, are very, very in shape. But it does take time. A typical loan in our firm takes about 2 months to process. So from start to finish, you're typically 2 months, sometimes three. The industry standard is probably 8 to 13 months for SBA loans.
Yanky Markowitz, CEO of the SBA Loan Group. Now let's move along again. Tonight's show is packed with business advice. Let's give a listen to Leslie Zane from Triggers on a great tip on marketing.
If I'm telling you to do something, I'm confronting you. I'm taking the path of greatest resistance. That's why marketers say, you know, all the time that they can only get like, a half a share point. That's like a half a share point is cause for celebration because it is so hard to make those inroads. But with the unconscious mind, immediately, we're not talking years, we're talking immediately, your messages seep in there and go into the memory structure. And so the brand starts to change immediately. It actually works much faster than going the conscious route. And you can make greater share gains and greater growth than you can through the conscious brain.
Leslie Zane, president of Triggers Brand Consulting. And a special shout out to the great team at BLMG who puts these together, in particular, Michal and Nachi. Thank you for all the work that goes into putting it all together. Of course, really, who does all the recording and makes sure that all the video looks so amazing that when I meet at the radio station, they just say, hey, you know, your stuff really is just fantastic. I say, thank you. Srilly's behind it all. But now it's, that's great. Thank you. Let's give, this is a really cool one. Okay. This is about being a hands-on leader.
I would never ask anyone to do anything I would not do or have not done myself. I think that builds credibility so much so that I still get my boots dirty. It's all about boots on the ground. Hey, we're a team, level playing field. There's no ivory tower here at all. And so, you know, it's very common for me to be out in the field harvesting with our volunteers, you know, our 9,000 plus volunteers a year and working side by side with the farm team, because that's what the program's about. And I kind of, you know, correlate it to being like, if you work in a corporation where you're there on the floor in the plant with workers packing boxes or whatever, there's so much value that comes from that because you're more relatable and you're able to connect with your team at all different levels. And I think that just makes you more impactful as a leader.
Chip Palix, president and founder of America's Grower-Row. And by the way, in case you're wondering, for those that are already signed up on Business Class, that's amazing. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. Just follow us. You receive it in your feed for free. For those that want to receive it by WhatsApp, there is a daily WhatsApp broadcast that goes up. It's very simple. Just text the word sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up on WhatsApp. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the daily Business Class broadcast via WhatsApp. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, with Ian Sexsavage right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And tonight's show, we're sharing a wide range of business tips from an incredible array of guests. And how are we doing that? Because we're sharing with you some of the recent business class clips that have been featured on that very popular channel. You know how many people reach the business class channel reaches every day? Over 50,000 people. Why is that? Because it has great content. It's all driven by content. Content is king. I heard you all say it. Content is king, and it sure is. And when the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group put in time to find the golden nuggets, they find those incredible one-minute clips that they pick out from past shows, and it goes up on Business Class Clips. If you're on Instagram, you could receive it in your feed for free every single day. All you have to do is follow Business Class Clips on Instagram, Business Class Clips. If you prefer to receive it by WhatsApp, then just on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will every single day receive. Now, here, for those listening, you just hear the sound, and it's great advice that they're sharing. But what about watching it? Listen to this clip by Benny Amani. He escaped Iran, built an amazing company, and he shared this tip with us.
Now, some people are, by nature, are a little more risky, and some people are more conservative. I'm more of a risky, but of course, everything is calculated, at least as much as my knowledge could allow me. And based on that and my vision, I take the risks. And not always I'm successful, but for majority of the time, if I fell down, I bounce back up. So it is proven. Chocolate business didn't work out. It was a very difficult times and very, very lot of loss and everything else. But I started this business. I didn't give up. A lot of hard work. Still doing a lot of hard work. But it's proved to be right.
Benny Amani, founder and CEO of Mimi Sweets. And he shared, that's a great tip. He admitted he fell down, but he bounced back up. That's how it works, right? It's okay. Mistakes happen. If you never fell down, it means you didn't try too hard to like get past your present set of circumstances. It's okay. It's okay to do that, but you got to bounce back up. This is a good one. They're all good, but this is a great one.
What? Participation in causes bigger than the organization is where the spirit lies. And then people create that spirit and that energy, and they bring it to work with them. That's the case study on that. That's the case benefit. So what people do in a packing party, they get excited. But when they get back to work on Monday, they're calling Mary. And Mary, wasn't that a great time Friday? We did something really great. I know. Hey, while I have you on the phone, I was thinking, could we work on this project? Yeah. We kind of work. You see, you can't deny that. It just happens. You know the great thing? You don't have to push it. People just do it. They just do it. So that's a big thing for businesses today, because people want to feel good while they're at work. And these are one of the things that contributes to that. And it kind of deflects and distracts us from all the chaos and anxieties of the world we live in.
Dennis Budnick, Chief Culture Officer at Investors Bank. What a great, that's right. People want to feel good at work. And it's so true. Talk about work-life balance and stress. If they feel good, that all melts away. Now let's give a listen to Amanda Holmes from the Chet Holmes Institute.
If we look back at the last 50 years, majority of the time, marketing was just between two different mediums. So it took 38 years for radio to reach 50 million viewers. It took 13 years for television to reach 50 million users. It took the internet 4 years to reach 50 million users and 2 years for Facebook to reach 50 million users. That in itself shows you the speed at which we are innovating, right? So, 38 plus 13, nearly 50 years of just radio and television, right? So marketing was pretty much the same for a majority of time. I mean, that shift, the amount of marketing mediums that have abruptly just shown up in the market, it's absurd.
Amanda Holmes, CEO of Chet Holmes International. Now we move to Menachem Lubinsky.
I think that the biggest change and the biggest news of the kosher food industry is the phenomenal growth of the independent kosher supermarkets. We have today, that by my count, of over 30, 35 supermarkets, kosher supermarkets, right, exclusively supermarkets, that are between 20,000 and 50,000 square feet. So for the kosher consumer, going to a store like that, it is no longer shopping. It is an experience. And it has become more and more so of an experience.
Of course, he is the Menachem Lubinsky, the CEO of Lubicom. And he is behind Kosher Fest, which is coming up again this year, I believe sometime in November. Now let's go to another clip. And of course, these, for those that are on Business Class Clips, you heard them recently. And for those that have not yet, what are you waiting for? If you are on Instagram, follow us at businessclassclips.com and you'll receive these micro learning lessons every single day. Let's listen to this one on leadership.
If I will not do it, then how can I ask you to do it? You know, if I won't get in my car and invest in this relationship, how can I ask you to do it? You know, and so to me, that's so, so important. We must lead by example. Lead by example. You said it. You don't have to have a title. We're all leaders, but we all have the opportunity and the ability, especially when it comes to CEOs, founders, owners of companies. You have to lead by example. That is so critical. People ask me all the time, how did I become so successful? How did every company that I touched have was like the Midas gold touch? Why? I treated my employees like I would want them to treat me, with respect. I was humble. I led by example. I sat next to them at their desk and said, what are you doing? I want to learn it too.
Rob Shear, CEO of Comfort Cases. And that's just another example. We heard in a previous clip talking about leadership. Lead by example. show you really care. Be humble. Of course, be passionate. Got to lead. But you can't ignore. People are human. The way to connect with them is by being humble, being real, being genuine. Now let's go. This is a interesting tip. Let's give a listen, and then I'll share who it is.
Very, very important to have good accounting. If you don't have a good accounting dashboard, you don't know your speedometer, you don't know if your oil is low, you've got to have good financial accounting measures so you know the success or otherwise of your business, because otherwise you just don't know it.
And that's whether you're sailing along or if, God forbid, someone is struggling, know what's going on.
100%, because many times you might have a few products that are very successful, but some that are less successful. But if you don't really know what the true gross profit margins are, what is it costing you to get it out there, you could be bleeding and not really know it.
Ira Perlmutter of Family Partners. That's an important tip for businesses. How many times do we hear of someone or we know someone that's in a business, they're very passionate about it, they're just driving hard, but they're not looking at the score. They're not looking at the speedometer. They're not looking at the dashboard. They don't really know what's going on. But they keep on driving hard because they're passionate about it. That's great. You need the passion. No question about it. But you definitely need to keep an eye on the dashboard to see how the company is doing. Oh, wow. Okay. How often? I got to tease before I play this next one. It's by a dear friend, Mark Levy, a genius. He is a go-to expert for actually many leading influencers out there. It's just he can't share their names because it's many people know them. So, but behind the scenes, there's Mark Levy of Levy Innovation. And here we were discussing how to like brainstorm. Listen to this powerful tactic that he shared.
This is for everyone listening. Often they'll just talk about the after, but if I don't know what the before was, then I don't know what the growth was. So it is essential that you have in talking about how your business has benefited the world and individual consumers, you've got to have a before picture and after picture for everything that you're talking about, right? That just, it's not a glamorous tactic, but it is. If something's standing in the way of you selling, that might be it.
Mark Levy, renowned positioning consultant. Now let's go back to another clip from Leslie Zane about leveraging all our senses.
Whether you're talking about symbols or colors or smells, all of these things are leveraging our five senses, our olfactory, our ability to smell, our auditory jingles, for example, are an auditory cue. So all those five senses are interacting in our brains. And so when you create a story about your brand, the best thing to do is to leverage all of those senses, because that'll actually put your brain on fire in a sense. And immerse your brain in all of those powerful cognitive shortcuts at the same time. And if they're distinctive to you and distinctive to your brand, then they're going to help scale your brand more quickly in the unconscious mind.
Leslie Zane, president of Triggers Brand Consulting. And that was just another example of these great clips that go out every single day on Instagram. If you follow us, you will receive this every single day. A quick 60-second video clip. Again, follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Business Class Clips every single day. These, except Shabbos, of course, and Yom Tov. These clips go out and they share great advice on a wide range of issues, as you've heard here: leadership, marketing, finances. What else? Passion. Blockchain technology. We're going to get to some more. We got a lot coming up. But before we go to commercial break, just want to, for those that wish to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast, text sign up to 718-594-6519. If you text sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp, then you will automatically receive the daily broadcast. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's show is sharing a wide range of information from a lot of guests, a lot of past guests that we've had here, because we're sharing business class clips. For those that receive it on Instagram every day, yeah, you enjoy it. You love it. We get the feedback all the time, and thank you for the feedback that you give me. For those that wish to get it on WhatsApp, and of course, thank you for all those. We get those messages all the time. But on WhatsApp, if you wish to get it every single day, the broadcast, just text on WhatsApp the words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp, and you will automatically receive the daily broadcast of that shares great advice like this.
What's the secret of your success?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked me that question, because if we could boil it down to one thing and one thing only, it is that we are the only hot smoked salmon manufacturer in the category that is always fresh and never frozen. Let me say that again. We are the only hot smoked salmon manufacturer in the category that is always fresh and never
Amazing.
Frozen.
So you're not a million things to a million people.
Exactly.
You are one thing to 8 billion people.
Exactly. We do one thing and one thing only, and we do it to the best of our capabilities.
Keith Jones, executive chef at Honey Smoked Fish. Surely, should we play that one again? That was great. Be one thing to many people. Not many things to then just to try to write and then what did I do already? No. I would really play that one again. But we just have so much to cover, so I'm going to move along. Gerald Benjamin, he is the CEO of the Profit Gold Group. He helps many businesses just scale. Yeah, he helps businesses scale. Let's give a listen to his clip.
You know how we are. We're anti-personalities, a lot of business owners. Okay, let's just go do it. But, you know, a lot of times you're going to find that a lot of the components necessary to do it have either not been addressed or discussed or even exist. So it's almost like saying, oh, let's go build a house. Well, that's a great idea. But before you build a house, let's sit down and conceptualize what that house is going to be able to do once it's completed. Let's make sure it meets your needs when it's completed. That's a conversation, not an action item. So the same thing goes to scalability. You need to have a conversation with a professional who is very adept at doing it. And then from there, the action items will come.
Gerald Benjamin, and we call this clip Conversation versus Action Item. And we know that, right? Entrepreneurs just like to jump in head first. But, in fact, the most successful people in the world have a consultant, have an advisor that they turn to, because that helps keep them grounded, and at the same time helps keep, you know, gives advice. Listen, when a car is driving, right, the driver, they have the windshield in front of them and they got to keep their eye ahead. But there is a rear view mirror, right? And there's the mirrors on the sides of the doors. Why is that? The answer is you got to be looking all around. And sometimes you need others to give you guidance on that. Let's move. Here's an interesting one on sales.
If a healthcare facility will decide to send gifts to their employees, doctors, nurses, etc., physical therapists, will put themselves out on a daily basis. There's one message and one understanding of how or why that company should do that versus someone, an executive running a hedge fund who's sending to his top clients. The need, understanding, and the way that needs to be approached, they have one common denominator that is true, but understanding how they look at things, understanding what message they want to give, how they want to give that message, there's so many pieces of that are so important. Understanding, immersing yourself in the industry or in your line of focus, getting to really understand it and know it, delivers a much higher success rate naturally because you know who you're talking to and you can understand where they're coming from.
Baruch Green, president of Lilac and Cream. Thank you for sharing that. Now we go to another aspect of digital currency.
When you hear the term distributed ledger technology, the more popular or well-known parlance for that is blockchain technology. So you'll hear a lot of people use the term blockchain. Probably the more accurate way to describe it is distributed ledger technology. Blockchains are actually within that distributed ledger. So why does this matter? The first thing is that, as I mentioned before, Bitcoin, as an example, isn't owned by anybody. There's no Bitcoin office. The plumbing of Bitcoin is the blockchain. Distributed ledger technology is the thing that Bitcoin is built on top of. It's the technology that it uses to actually work.
Chris DeMeo, partner at Witham. Let's see what we're going to go to next. Let's go back to Mark Levy. How to create a thinking campaign.
One of the things I preach to clients is I talk to them about creating what I call a thinking campaign ahead of time. It's you sit there on your own, although you can talk to some people. This is like before the brainstorming meeting. And you just think about what the project is. You're going to be brainstorming and who's involved, and you journal about it to yourself. And an important part of these kind of thinking campaigns, so this is either whether you're trying to come up with an idea or you're on your own or you're in the brainstorm. So to me, we don't like to think up new ideas. We say that we do, but we really don't, because it's difficult to do and the new idea may be unlike what we've done before. So it's important that you give yourself exercises that are super simple to follow. And as long as you follow that idea, you'll come up with new ideas.
That guy's a genius. What? Mark Levy from Levy Innovation. He's a genius. Oh, man. Let's go back to Benny Amani. Rome wasn't built overnight, was it? Let's listen to this one.
I think very basic thing in business is, number one, you have to love what you're doing. Number two, don't give up so fast. As they say, Rome wasn't built overnight. It takes time, it takes challenges. And don't be afraid of working hard, because working hard is, and patient, and it's going to get you there.
That's amazing. Benny Amani, founder and CEO of Mimi Sweets. How amazing is that clip? We're going to replay it. That one is so fundamental, so short. What was that, 30 seconds? For those that follow us on Business Class Club on Instagram, you saw this one. 30 seconds. 30 seconds of magic.
I think very basic thing in business is, number one, you have to love what you're doing. Number two, don't give up so fast. As they say, Rome wasn't built overnight. It takes time, it takes challenges. And don't be afraid of working hard, because working hard is, and patient, and it's going to get you there.
Man, everyone's got to hear that one. Yeah, and sometimes play it a few. I'm not going to play it again, because but you could always go and listen to this. And if you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen this. And you can go back. And actually, if you sign up, it's free, by the way, Business Class Clips. You'll see it. You'll see it there on the feed. Now let's talk about the role of the CEO, right? People, what is the role of the CEO?
We're used to seeing an organizational chart with the president and CEO on top, and then you have your branches out for your different executive C-suite positions, managers, employees down there. And the world at large is used to seeing the CEO or president on top, and everyone as serving them to make sure that everything happens. I would like to, and this is something I read, I can't remember, I read this a few years ago, and it was enlightening to me, I cannot remember the book. Where you take that organizational chart and just turn it upside down, where everything now is on the CEO's shoulders, on the president's shoulders. And that is, again, understanding that the responsibility of the chief executive is to make sure that all those executives are doing their position, and the buck stops there.
Burrock Green, president of Lilac and Cream. And now let's go to a clip from Country Yossi, Yossi Taiv. It's called Believe in Yourself.
Shlomo attracted people from all walks of life, and everybody, he was open to everybody. He said everybody had a certain talent, everybody had a certain chain that they had to develop. And the main thing was, he wants you to believe yourself, believe in yourself. And he said, his main thing was, he quoted Shakespeare to me all the time, to thine own self be true, he said. That's the main thing, to thine own self be true.
So do you feel that he actually was maybe the primary individual 100%. That really helped you develop?
Everybody, I encourage every bachur out there to find a Rebbe that he can relate to, and because that's going to change your life.
Country Yossi, talking about Rav Shlomo Freifeld. He was a close Talmud. Now let's listen to this very interesting. When I was at Kosher Fest 2021, I caught up with this guy. This guy's good.
I would share two things. One of them is how to read people. Okay. Interesting. And another one is how to get to it. First of all, a lot of people think that they don't have confidence in some situations. And we want to remember, we all born with communication skills. We all have mouth, we all have body language, we all have it in our nature. All we need to do is to discover how to bring it out. stand straight, keep a smile on your face, make sure your energy is high. Everything always works better that way. Mm-hmm. And I would say more, if you want to read people good, I'll give you an interesting tip that you can try to do something that I did to you. If you look at the pupil of people, and if I'll tell you, for example, to think of a number and I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in your number, your pupils will get dilated. And it works on a psychological principle. When we want something, our pupils get dilated.
Yuval Terran, human analyst. He played one of those tricks on me, and he nailed it. I was like, man, I'm impressed. Now, let's go back to the all-important concept of financial matters in a business, right? And we know there's something called KPIs, key performance indicators. Let's listen to this clip by Gerald Benjamin.
KPI is just identifying the outcome, the promised land. This is what you do, and this is exactly where we need to end up. That works in scaling a company, and there's no problem with that. But what we've found over the years, and what I personally found, is that it doesn't go deep enough. A real KPI, or in our case, what we call KPEs, really is the step-by-step dissertation of how we arrive at that outcome. What step, what foot needs to be put in front of the other? In fact, I'll tell you where I adopted it from over a decade ago was the airline industry. Now, there's a pre-flight checklist and there's a manual right behind their heads in that cockpit that tells you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, exactly how to fly that plane. So what we do, we've mastered this KPI, KPE process because we assume nothing.
Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. And that was just, again, a number of examples that appear in the feed every single day on Business Class Clips. So on Instagram, you get to hear this and see the video along with it. All you have to do is click on follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips. Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or if you wish to receive this by WhatsApp as a daily broadcast, on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast Business Class. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects.
For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftos right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's show is covering a wide range of topics that matter to anyone in business. And we're featuring so many great leaders in the world of business because we are playing some business, some key business class clips that have been featured over the last few months. And if you're not presently signed up, you're missing out. The business class clips reach over 50,000 people every day. 50,000 people. But hey, once we're putting in all the effort and putting it out, we want to reach many, 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 many more tens of thousands of people. So therefore, if you're not signed up yet, on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. And that is, it's micro learning at its best. A 1 minute clip or less. Sometimes they're 30 seconds. Sometimes they're 42 seconds, but they're under a minute. And it's packed. Each one has great advice. And every single day, it covers a different person and a different point of view. Let's give a listen here. What do we go to? We have so many choices here. Oh, we'll focus on this.
I believe each and every one of us are leaders. Every one of us. No matter where we are or the title that's behind our name. And we must pull deep within ourselves to get that grit that we all have. You know, for me, it was staying humble. Always staying humble and true to myself. You know, those who follow me on social media, I'm very, very open about my life and very, very open about my path. And as I posted something, I reminded people that you cannot think about yesterday. You cannot think about yesterday and try to beat yourself up for the things that you should have done then. The thing you should focus on is what can you change today?
Rob Shear, CEO of Comfort Cases. Now let's go to, this is interesting advice. I interviewed someone at Kosher Fest.
What's the best business advice you've ever received?
Well, I could say that the best thing in general is that you have to be open to one, let's make it into one item. So you have to be open to like what the customers really want. You have to actually engage with people. There's a lot of folks, you know, I'm in tech, a lot of people build something and then they build it and they hope people will come, you know, but that's not always the case. You want to constantly evolve with the market, talk to your customer, go out there in the field. A lot of people like myself in tech, we just want to build something. You got to get out there and actually talk to real human beings.
Ken Chester, CEO of Stable Coupons. And now, right, when it comes to marketing, there's a cliche, got to break through the clutter.
I just ran a Facebook ad campaign for one of our newest courses, and it looked like the offer that we had was dead. We couldn't really, once they opted in, they didn't purchase. And then I went back with my marketing team and we decided to do 6 emails to follow up afterwards. And since we've implemented that 6 emails, the whole campaign is lit on fire and people have started buying. It's like we have to realize that our prospects are seeing 40,000 commercial messages a day. 40,000, right? They are bombarded. So to break through that clutter, it does take repetition. But the question is, and this is the true skill of marketing, is can you do it in an entertaining way? Can you do it in a way that you are the bright spot in someone's day? That should be the goal. That should be the intention when you do it.
Amanda Holmes, CEO of Chet Holmes International. Now let's go back to a guest we featured and talk about generosity, even from the vantage point of an executive in a major corporation.
Another lesson learned is that, yes, you need financial help, but the real value to the company beyond the check is how many employees participate in the solution. And we have people tell me all the time, hey, when are we having a packing party? But over and over again, people want to help. And not just your organization. We've created this spirit of generosity, and it's overflowing into the workplace. People are just being generous towards each other. You can't hold this back when you have that generous spirit.
Dennis Budnick, Chief Culture Officer at Investors Bank. Now let's go. Yeah. And by the way, in most cases, the link on the side on Instagram and on WhatsApp, when these business classes go out, to the full show that these guests appeared in. So, for example, I'm about to share here a clip from the interview I had with Ralph Zucker of Bellworks, which was incredible. Each of those clips just, you know, they pop right off. I mean, anyone on Instagram sees how many people go and watch them. And the ones with Ralph are just off the charts. And you can go and watch his actual, the whole interview on YouTube. Now, by the way, on YouTube, our past shows that were videoed and that are posted are on YouTube. We're at 710WOR Mind Your Business. On YouTube, 710WOR Mind Your Business. And when you click on subscribe, you're automatically notified every single time a show goes live. But let's listen to this incredible business class clip featuring Ralph Zucker.
The idea of how to communicate and how to convey the brand ethos and methodology is important as well. So you have to imprint that on your people, how they communicate. You have to brand. And it's also important how you protect your brand in terms of, you know, the basics, you know, having a brand colors, brand guidelines, all the different the logo types. We have a team, you know, it's a big place, and these are both big places, and people will put up a sign and it'll say, you know, to access this room, please see security. Well, we don't allow that. That's got to come off, and it's going to have the right logo type and the right brand and the right brand colors and everything. So we're really very protective. It's so important.
Ralph Zucker, CEO of Somerset Development. You have to be protective of your brand. Now let's give a listen to a buddy, Mike McIntyre.
Investors Bank has done a phenomenal job in their history of being in the communities for decades in various forms and iterations. And really, you know, it's a people business. You know, you're playing in zip codes and you're right. Playing in communities. And, you know, for me, you know, I had the privilege of taking on different types of roles, but also getting exposed to other types of cultures and different types of business structures and business owners and types of businesses. And so for me, it's constantly learning, right? I'm always learning new things about our customers, not about their business in particular, but perhaps, you know, what inspires them, what challenges them, what gives them pause. And you build upon that, and you want to add value more than just talking about a checking account or a loan, right? And really building that, you know, I say it all the time to you, right? Building that credibility and branding and presence. You know, when I come into a community and to have the appreciation and most importantly, the respect for the people that are in that community, I think that goes a very, very long way.
Mike McIntyre, Director of Business Banking at Investors Bank. Now, we talked about it earlier in the show. Person can never be afraid of failure. Let's listen to this clip by Country Yussi Tive.
You got to be flexible. You got to, you know, maneuver around. Then the radio picked up because the magazine started getting popular. So one thing feeds off the other. You have to be willing to try new things and not to be afraid.
It's a great point that to also not be afraid of failure. A lot of people are like, well, what are they going to think of me if it's just not going to work out? Right. So they don't even try.
Exactly.
You got to be able to jump in.
I had a terrible fear of public speaking when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah. That was that's the number one fear of people in the United States.
Right, I heard
fear
that.
Fear of public speaking. I had to get up and say my name, and I was, my heart was pounding out of my chest. And not just me. Everybody in the class felt the same way. And now you tell me I'd end up on the radio talking to thousands of people.
Right. How does that make sense? 50,000 Hamishes.
Right.
Country, Yussi. Oh, we're running low on time, but let's see if we can get in another one or two. This is such an important tip from Mark Levy. Marketing 101. Listen to this.
When your business has a big idea that it rallies around, that you inhabit, it's usually, not always, but it's less about who you and your company are And it's more about the impact that your audience is going to have in their own life after using your product or service or doing business with you, right? It's about how are they going to be different, because they care more about themselves, as well they should, and the people in their circle, they care, than about you. So by focusing too, it's okay to focus on your own features and so forth, but you really have to translate it in a very big way. People have to get something out of your big idea in their own life.
Mark Levy, renowned positioning consultant. These are just a sampling of the clips that go out every single day. There's a buzzword in the industry, micro learning, right? People, in order to get ahead, you have to constantly learn. But to sit down and read for 8 hours, just, right? It's not realistic, right? It's not realistic. So these clips that go out every day, they feature such great, impactful advice. You can receive it for free on Instagram. We're at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, Business Class Clips, click on follow. And guess what? You'll receive it in your feed for free every single day. For those that wish to get it by WhatsApp, on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the Business Class Clips every single day. Wow, the time flies here on the show, and we're out of time. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Right here, well, actually, next Sunday night is Shavuos. So we're actually not going to be on, so I'll take that back regarding next Sunday night. But we'll be on again. Let's get the calendar. On Sunday, June 12th, we'll be right here back on 710 WOR, the Voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.